Hello, today the Church celebrates Thursday of the ninth week in Ordinary Time, and our Gospel passage comes to us from Mark chapter 12, verses 28 to 34. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.' The scribe said to him, 'Well said, teacher, you are right in saying, He is one, and there is no other than He, and to love Him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices.' And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, 'You are not far from the kingdom of God.' And no one dared to ask him any more questions." The scribes and the Pharisees of Jesus' time, as we well know, were quite obsessed with a multitude of rules and were real sticklers on all the details of those rules. In a sense, you can't blame them. From their perspective, if you knew all the rules and all the nuances of the rules and kept them, it was, in their view, a guarantee that you were living according to the will of God. While it might require due diligence, there was something easy and comforting about it as well. For whatever reason, the particular scribe who approached Jesus in our Gospel passage today wanted to know which of the commandments Jesus believed was the greatest. Jesus didn't answer with any of the human-made commandments to which the scribes and Pharisees often clung, nor with any of the Ten Commandments. Instead, he indicated that love of God and love of neighbor were the two most important commandments, and he seemed to get through to the scribe, who answered with great understanding. May we, too, understand that our love of God and our love of one another, all made in the image of God, must be paramount in our hearts and minds as we seek to do the will of God, and trust that in so doing, we will be moving closer to our promised redemption.